I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Lebanon hovers over the precipice of change. During a recent visit, U.S. Envoy Thomas Barrick acknowledged some progress on disarming Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, but said much more work lies ahead. A shaky ceasefire hangs in the balance, and Lebanon continues to face deep crises. Amid the turmoil, Heart for Lebanon is bringing hope through Jesus. Look for ways to help in the full report online. Most importantly, pray. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
pray for unity within our government. This question of Hezbollah turning in its weapons to the Lebanese army has become a divisive topic, and we need our government united, serving the best interests of the people, not the best interests of some paramilitary or political parties.
Next, when police take a father into the unknown, it shatters a teenager's world. That's what happened to Kevin, an Iranian boy seeking asylum in Turkey. Lana Silk from Transform Iran shares.
His father had been in a deportation camp for 11 months already. And so he was carrying a real emotional burden for the distance from his father and what that might mean for him and his family as a whole, whether their whole family would get forced to go back to Iran.
Kevin's mother brought him to the Children's Ministry of Transform Iran. Their activities designed by a psychologist helped the boy in his recovery. After just a few sessions, two miracles followed. Kevin accepted Jesus as his savior, and his father was released from the camp. Iranian children in asylum often experience deep trauma. Pray for the ministry that brings them healing and hope. To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.